Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 8, 2022. Vow of silence. Question. There is such a thing as a vow of silence, meaning abstinence from talking. What is it? What is it used for? Answer. People have long understood that silence is a much more important manifestation of a person than some conversations. That is why they always say that if a speech costs, say, 100, then silence is 200, meaning twice as much. In general, if the word is silver, then silence is gold. I absolutely agree with this. Question: What is a vow of silence? Does it mean that talking is kind of a sin or a crime? Answer: A person takes a vow of silence and that is it, he closes his mouth and does not speak, for example, for a year or two. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, October 23, 2022. What does a change in desire entail? The spiritual is divided by disparity of form, as the corporeal is divided by an axe. Know that spiritual entities become separated from one another only by disparity of form. In other words, if one spiritual entity acquires two forms, it is no longer one, but two. Baal-ha-Sulam, The Study of the Ten Sephirot, Chapter 1, Inner Observation, Item 4. If the desire, which is the basis of the entire creation, changes, then it separates the previous form from the subsequent one. Therefore, by changing the desire, we separate from our previous state into the next one, and thus we are constantly changing. After all, the change in our desires determines our movements and differences. Question: What are the forms of desire? Answer: Bigger and smaller ones in quality and in quantity. Question: This is the size of desire. What does the form of desire mean? Answer: The fact is that the desire, while changing in size, also changes its form, the way this desire is expressed, what it yearns for, what fulfillment is desirable for it. Question: I am now trying to understand what forms my desire has. Answer: Any forms you want. Question: How many types of forms are there? Answer: It is impossible to say. There are countless numbers of forms. Question: Is form an intention of the desire? Answer: Intention or direction, no matter what you call it. Comment: But if it is an intention, then we only have two of them, for my own sake and for the sake of the other. My response: But they can also be different. From Cab TV's The Study of the Ten Sephirot, Tess, October 30, 2022. The difference between communication with the Creator and with fiends. Question: When in one's spiritual development is a person required to speak and when to be silent? Are there any intervals? Answer: In a person's spiritual development, one should communicate with the Creator as much as possible, I would say even constantly. That is, one should be in touch with Him all the time. I am to the Creator, and He is to me. He must be permanently connected to this communication line. All other types of communication with friends in the group with whom we do the spiritual work together should depend on how much we can really be in a creative, productive connection so as not to interfere but to help each other. That is, you need to talk to the Creator all the time, and you can sometimes be silent with your friends. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, October 23, 2022. Accumulation of emotional and mental experience. Comment: Let's say you lived and a certain quality was revealed in you. You have begun to develop, have become a great Kabbalist, and have reached a certain point, and now from this point you look at what qualities your experiences have revealed to you so that you can perceive the Creator now. My response: These qualities gave me the opportunity for an objective, clear separation from myself, an understanding of the opposite qualities of bestowal and love, comprehension of the system of the universe, and connections, and to the extent that I can correctly implement these connections, the ability to control my destiny and to lead myself. That is, by consciously, anti-egoistically, and with the efforts that I try to evoke in myself, I attract an upper force and constantly improve myself under its influence. Question: and what if you were given this awareness without going through various states and were given them automatically? Answer: no, I wouldn't feel anything. There is no wiser person than one who has experienced all the stages of development. There is no one who can do it without gradually having endured those feelings. It's just like how experiences accumulate in small children. I once flew to Europe and back with my 4-year-old grandson. He didn't know what an airplane was. For him it was a huge steel bird that constantly buzzes. What did he understand about it? Nothing. And if a person had gone through all this, suffered, studied, and learned how and what, then it would be a completely different matter. The child, rising into the air, does not know what air is, what oxygen is, and why everything works like this. It's impossible to convey. All this must be lived. In fact, we think it's just an experience. This is not just an experience, but the development of our inner ability to feel those phenomena that we would not otherwise feel. What is the difference between a small child and an adult? It's the fact that an adult has vast experience, the accumulation of a mass of sensory and mental data that a child does not have. And if we could put all this into a child, just fill him up, could he be like an adult? You wouldn't be able to put all the data into him that, say, a 30-year-old person has. You couldn't. Because it would take you 20 years to do that. The program should be filled in gradually, like in a computer. Sometimes I have such programs installed for almost an hour. Why? What's the problem? Just give an injection, put an infusion in. No, the program should reformat itself, remove, erase, reboot, etc. That's how it works, 20 years until a person grows up. Otherwise, he will not be able to load himself up. He must live through all that. There are no such feelings in the computer. There are billions of operations, 0-1 and that's it. But a person must feel and store all this, compare it, and connect it with the past. This includes everything, fantasies, intentions, and mistakes. This is the whole program. From CabTV's I Got a Call. See What Doesn't Exist, August 30th, 2013. A Woman of the 21st Century, Part 1. History knows many women who were pioneers that paved the way and made changes in the world that laid the foundation for a more progressive society. Usually, heroic efforts were required from a woman in order to break through the established stereotypes and go against accepted norms and cultural traditions. Yet, most of history was written by men, and there are very few female names in it. Women have always remained in the background. After all, history develops in accordance with the general structure of society, the universe, and the entire creation, which consists of 10 sephirot. This structure develops from above downward, from the sephirah keter to malkhut. Although everything is intended for malkhut, for the female part of the structure, until her turn comes, until the whole system develops, the role of the woman is concealed. This is evident throughout history, among all nations, and at all times. Only in the people of Israel has the role of a woman always been more pronounced than in others, as is evident by these names from the Tanakh: Eve, Adam's wife, and the great prophetess Bathia, Pharaoh's daughter who raised Moses. Bathia means the daughter of the Creator, Bet-Yud-Heh, which indicates her supreme destiny. The Tanakh tells about many women who played a special role in history, and always a positive one. During the last exile of 2,000 years, the role of a woman went into even greater concealment. The longer and deeper the exile was, the more so the role of a woman remained in the shadows. Now, as we come out of this exile, women are getting more and more freedom and an increasingly important role. Especially big changes took place in the last century and even more so in our 21st century when a woman becomes the dominant part in development. This is very noticeable in the modern world where so many women hold leadership positions in enterprises and even as heads of countries. Not only is female power growing, but the image of a woman is becoming increasingly important. As a result, we see that the entire world exists in order to raise Malkhut, the female part, above everything in the model of the world. Although Malkhut was always in concealment because it is the last Sephira, at the last stage it becomes the most important, comes out of concealment, and reveals itself in the reflected light all the way to Keter. It turns out that the role of a woman is the most important. Although it is written that all honor awaits the king's daughter who is within, Psalms 45:14, because she always was in concealment, now she comes to the forefront and begins to reveal herself as the most important part. I think the 21st century should give women more time to move forward and learn about their role in correcting the world. Such women will be able to lead the world to the lofty goal that is before us. In the old days, the development of a woman was always delayed relative to the general development. The fact is that a woman belongs to the 10th part of the general structure, Keter, Hochma, Bina, Hest, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and the last, Malkhut, is the female part of the soul. But when Malkhut begins to receive, when there is already restriction, screen, and reflected light in which Malkhut reaches Keter, then the light comes and illuminates all the Sephiroth. The direct and the reflected light connect together. Previously, humanity has neglected the role of a woman and did not appreciate her worth. But all this must be corrected today as we are coming to the last stage at which a woman must grow up and reveal herself. In the 19th century there was a qualitative change, and the female force began to break through. Women received the right to vote in elections and access to higher education. This has advanced not only the women themselves but also the whole society, its lower social strata. A woman does not just enter the historical, social, and public stage, she also pulls weak social layers that otherwise would not be able to advance. A woman changes everything. We only need to give room to one woman, allow her to express herself, and the whole life changes. This is especially so in our time because we are coming to the end of the correction of the world. There is still a lot that needs to be corrected, but we are already at the finish line. Therefore, the role of women is becoming more noticeable day by day. A woman will demand more and more because the forces of nature are pushing her to do so. On the other hand, the male half of humanity will increasingly bow down to women. Therefore, it is necessary to explain to women their role and their responsibility to fulfill it and not neglect it. If women do not fulfill their leading role, they as if leave it to men. But men can no longer act the way they used to. It turns out that men are no longer acting, and women are not yet acting, and we fall between two chairs, which is very dangerous. This is the time we are entering today. From CAB TV's Women in the New World, July 5, 2020. Part 1. A quick way to feel spirituality. Question: you said that there is nothing easier than to actually reveal the Creator. Is this the simplest thing we can do? Answer: sure. You just have to connect with others, with a small number of people, reach a state where you all get out of yourself, rise above your I, and enter into a joint we. In this we you will feel the Creator. Question: the formula is clear. But if everything is so simple, why do you need to make so many attempts? Why are there such ordeals and difficulties? Answer: because there is no system. People want to penetrate the spiritual realm egoistically, let's unite like revolutionary sailors. It turns out that we imagine an egoistic connection, not in order for everyone to rise up for a mutual united bestowal. After all, our connection is intended only to help each other get out of ourselves. Question: how can you do it quickly? Answer: by working for others. We unite in order to help ourselves and others get out of our nature, out of our egoism. From CabTV's I Got a Call. A quick way to feel the spiritual. August 30th, 2013. Michael Lateman, on Quora: why are gang members so attached with other gang members? Gang members are often very tightly connected and have a feeling of devotion to each other, up to a point where they are willing to die for each other. They share a common pride that what they are doing is just. What is special about such a connection is their devotion to each other, that is a feeling that no one will sell the other out. Gang members could even go as far as getting killed in order to not sell out other gang members. They share a feeling of a mutual guarantee that their gang members stand behind each other, that they are parts of a big family willing to go to any lengths in order to get them out of any situation, from collecting money through to breaking them out of jail. Such a connection gives gang members a feeling of warmth, closeness, pride and meaning. On the other hand, gangs fall short on the point that they are based on group egoism, anas, versus them approach that favors its own members and pits themselves up against others. Couple that with criminal activity that aims to benefit the gang through harming others, and it becomes a formula that frequently leads to tragedy. We should, however, aspire to reach a connection of mutual guarantee in human society where we each look out for one another, not at the expense of others, and with no intent to harm others, but on the contrary, to benefit others over benefiting ourselves. In other words, we should aspire to all belong to one single gang, the humanity gang. If connection enriching education, upbringing and social and media influences filled our society, then we would be on course to realizing these kinds of upgraded connections. Based on the video Why Gang Members Are So Attached to Each Other with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lateman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lateman.